Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antilila, Chapter 3. We just heard about the glories of Sarvabhauma's prayers that he offered in glorification of Lord Chaitanya. And he received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Shunya Shad Bhuja Gora Chandra Narayan Hasi Sarvabhauma Prati Bhalila Vachan. After hearing the beautiful prayers of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gora Chandra smiled, Hasi, and spoke to Sarvabhauma. Shuna Sarvabhauma Tumi Amara Prasad Ete Ke Dekila Tumi Esava Sampad Tomara Nimitte Mora Eta Agaman Aneka Kariyacha Mora Aradan. Listen, Sarvabhauma, you are my associate. Amar Parshad. You're my Parshad. Amara Parshad. Hence, you were able to see my opulences because you were my devotee, my associate. So I showed you my Sadbuj Rup. You saw me as Gauranga in one place, and you saw me as Krishna and Ram all in one. This fortune, this mercy I've given you because you're my devotee, my Amara Parshada. I have come here for your sake, for you have worshipped me profusely. Acha, acha aradana, acha aradana. Very nice, wonderful, acha, botacha. We say acha. Very nice worship you've done. Worship attracts Krishna. Krishna is attracted by our puja, by our archan, our manasik puja. The South Indian Brahmin had nothing, but he had his bhav. Everyone has bhav. Everyone has the opulence of bhav, priti, pyar. That we have. Brahmachari, he's wealthy. Hey, you're so wealthy. You have so much prem, pyar. So you can worship Krishna with your bhav, bhav seva. And that's what the South Indian Brahmin did. He said, oh, I am garib. I am very poor. I have no milk, money to buy milk. No money I can beg a little rice, but no one gives me milk. No one gives me chini, sugar. But my icha, my desire is that for my Ranganath, I want to make some sweet rice. He is my Thakur, Rangaji. I worship him. I go every day to the temple. And I'm thinking, oh my Lord, I'm so poor. How will I ever offer you sweet rice? But I'm thinking, oh my Lord, I've gone to Mayapur Goshala and I've milked some cows there and I've got some beautiful milk and I have some nice sugar and I have some kishmish, some raisins and some elaichi and all nice spices and some kapoor, camphor and mixed all together. I cook very nicely on special cedar wood, special wood, lakri, vishesh lakri. Very nice, very flavorful wood. If you cook on very hard and flavorful wood, like cedar wood, very hard wood, very flavor, nice fragrance, then the food, the prasad is tasting, oh, even better. And then I'm making this and I'm thinking, oh, now it's ready for offering, but it may be too hot. Let me just, the tip of my finger, not my fingernail, but just the very tippy tip of my finger, I'll just touch. Oh! Oh! And then this is all meditation, manasik puja. In his mind, he's meditating with that opulence. He was offering to the Lord the opulence of his bhav, bhav seva. He had sankalp, he had desire to please the Lord and satisfy the Lord, but he had no samagri. He had no articles or items to offer, but he had his love. What does Krishna say? He says, I want love, love, love. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhakti prayachati tadaham bhakti paritam ashnaime prayatatmanaha. He's saying bhakti, bhakti, love, love, pyar, pyar, pyari, pyari, pyari. He wants our love. So the Brahman, he offered his bhav, he offered his love. And Krishna was, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Rangaji, he was in Vaikuntha and he was laughing. Hey, Lakshmi, hey, Devi, this is very funny. Don't you know? Prabhu? Oh, my Lord. Oh, Prabhu. Why are you laughing so boisterously? You don't, oh, Devi, you don't know. Listen, come. Garud, out. So then Lakshmi and Narayan, they got on Garud and they came to South India. And then they were standing there and they took disguise in Brahman Roop. And then Narayan said, see, look, you see this Brahman? He's going like this. Oh, my finger. He was offering me manasik puja. In his mind, he was cooking sweet rice and he wanted to test it with the tip of his finger to see if it was hot. And just to confirm to him and assure him that his manasik puja, that his bhav, that the bhav and love that he was offering me, the opulence of his love and bhav that he was offering to me, I was accepting it. I burned his finger. Just little burn. First degree. And he came from his meditation. Ha! Are? This is amazing. How my finger became burned. And it was a mind, sweet rice in my mind, fire in the mind. My finger is burned. You see? You see? It's burned. You see? Or no, it's Rikasura. Brikasura is one demon. Whoever he touched, he would crack their head. So, doop. It's like this little head, no? Tonk. So that's what he's saying. Oh, Sarvabhauma, you have offered me with the opulence of your devotion. Profusely. Bhaktira mahima tumi yateke kahila ihateya mare bhara santosha karila. I'm very pleased, Sarvabhauma, with the beautiful prayers that you've just offered to me. Shaktakam, you've offered me 100 prayers. I like them. They're not only pleasing and very beautifully sounding and poetic, kavi, but they're actually bhakti siddhanta, bhakti tattva. They're establishing the truths of devotion. I'm very pleased. Bhakti mahima tumi yateke kahila. Santosha karila. Yateke kahila tumi savasatya katha tomara mukete kene asibe anyata sarvabhoma. Whatever you have said is the truth. Satyam, satyam, satyam. Param satyam chadi chadimahi parasatyam. How can anything else come from your mouth? Shatta shloka kari tumi je kaila stavanna. Je jana karibe iha shravana patanna. Amate tahara bhakti haibe nishchaya. Sarvabhauma shatak je hena kirtirai. Hena kirtirai. Listen, Sarvabhauma. Anyone who hears or recites the Shatak, the 100 verses you have composed, will certainly attain Krishna Bhakti Prapti Ki Jai. Your verses will be known as Sarvabhauma Shatak. So here it is, from the lotus mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are in English also. They're available. They're called Sarvabhauma Shatak. They were translated by Dasarath Sutta, I believe, our god brother. And this Shruti phal is given, this blessing and benediction is given by Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the pages of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Anti Leela, chapter 3, verse 147. It said, Kirti Rai, Kirti Rai. Rai means like Rai Raj. Rai means the Ramananda Rai. It means like the king, the famous. This Kirti. Kirti means fame. These will be very famous. Of course, we might say, huh? What? Who? Sarvabhauma what? You don't know. You don't know Sarvabhauma Shatak. I've seen, I've read. It's in English. We have. But it's telling nice. This God is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling anyone who hears or reads. We read some of those excerpts. Remember? Some of them were paraphrased in here in Bengali. But the English this is a famous one. It's mentioned several places in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was later recorded again by Krishna's Kaviraj when he compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartameka purusha purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dari Kripam Buddhir Yastam Aham Prabhadye. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya said in one of his Sarvabhaum Shatak, let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended into this world in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to give us real knowledge, vidya, nija vidya, his devotional service, bhakti yoga, and detachment from everything that does not increase one's Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come into this material world. Why? Because he's Kripa Ambudi. He's an ocean of transcendental mercy. Tamaham prapadye, tamaham prapadye, tamaham prapadye. Now let me surrender prapadye at his lotus feet. So that's one of the famous 100 prayers which you probably heard before. Now Gauranga Mahaprabhu goes on to speak. These are all quotations. Je kichu dekila tumi prakasha amar sangopa kariba pache jane ke ar. Sarvabhoma, do not tell anyone about the form I have manifested before you. Keep it to yourself. Don't tell anyone that I have shown you the sadbuj rupam. Yate ke divasa muni takon prithivite tavat nisheda kainu kahare kahite amara dvitya deha nityananda chandra bhakti kari seviha tanhara para dvandva. Sarvabhoma, I order you not to disclose this darshan, this durlab darshan, this very rare darshan that you have attained right here in your own house in Jagannath Puri. Don't tell anyone. As long as I remain in this world, do not tell anyone. Nityananda Chand is my second body, dvitya. He's my dvitya deha, amara dvitya. Ekam dvitya tritya chaturthi panchami shasti saptami ashtami. Nomi ram nomi ki jai. Dasami ekadashi dvadashi trayodashi chaturdashi. Then amavasya or purnima, Krishna paksha amavasya, Shukla paksha purnima. Jiha. Haji. This is it. Life. Sri Gaurasundar said, as long as I am present in this world, you should not inform anyone of this incident. Mahaprabhu also instructed Sarvabhauma to accept Sri Nityananda Prabhu as the Supreme Personality of God, because Sarvabhauma was now convinced without a doubt. Sarvabhauma, although he thought he was some Bengali sannyasi, immature, too young, too handsome, too beautiful Bengali sannyasi, who prematurely took sannyas and ran away from his beautiful 14-year-old wife. But now he's understanding, oh yes, you are Bhagavan, Bhagavan hey. But he didn't understand Nityananda Avadhut. Nityananda Avadhut, both mysterious. He said, listen, Nityananda Chan, dvitya, dvitya deha. Deha means sharira. He's a second body to me. I am God. He is God. I am Krishna. He is Balaram. I am Ram. He is Lakshman. I am Gauranga. He is Nityananda. He's telling. Parama niguda tinho amaravachane ami jare jane sehi sehi jane thane. Sarvabhauma, I declare that Nittai Chand is very deep and very grave. One can know Nittai only when I reveal him to that person. Very interesting interplay here. You cannot know Gauranga without Nittai. And you cannot know Nittai without Gauranga. So you cannot know Nittai or Gauranga without Guru. And you cannot know Guru without Vaishnavas. Sarusanga. First Sarusanga, Vaishnava. Then Guru. Adoshada Tata Sarusanga Bhajanakriya Narta Nivriti Tatas. So it begins with Sarusanga. Devotees. Vaishnav Seva. How we say Hari Guru Vaishnava. But it goes the other way around. First is Vaishnav. Then Guru. Then Hari. But it doesn't sound, doesn't go, doesn't flow. Actually, first, Pele, the sequence is like this. Vaishnav Seva, Guru Seva. Guru Seva, Hari Seva. So Vaishnav Guru Hari Seva. Somehow it doesn't work. So we say Hari Guru Vaishnav. Yes, you've heard? Hari, this is some bhajan, Narottam Das. Hari Guru Vaishnav Seva. Serving Vaishnavas, we get Sukriti, we get mercy, Kripa, we get fixed in Siddhanta, Sambandha, understand who is Guru, Guru Tattva, Nam Tattva, Jiva Tattva. And then we become pure and attracted, and Shraddha, faith develops, then Sharanagati. So all of this is a byproduct of Sarasang, then Bhajana Kriya. There's no bhajan and there's no Kriya without Diksha. Guru Parashraya, Vaishnava brings to Ashraya of Guru, Vaishnava Ashraya, Guru Ashraya. Guru Ashraya, then Prema Ashraya Radha. Bhakti Ashraya, shelter of Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi Radharani Amsahe, Angs. Radharani expansion, Bhakti Devi. Very interesting. Because Raghunath Das wanted to attain Gauranga, but he couldn't until he pleased Nityananda. But he couldn't attain Nityananda until he pleased Yadananda Acharya, his guru. So in his Vilapkusamanjali, offers obeisances to Yadananda Acharya, his Diksha Guru, Bhairi Guru. Then he offers so much pranams to Rupa Goswami, who taught him Rag Marg. At least he's displaying that idea. He's Nigudha. Nigudha. Gudha. Very deep. Mysterious, like Gupta. Gudha. Nigudha. Very deep. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur speaks. So before we continue with the discussion of Vrindavan Das Thakur, taking up the thread of the conversation, as they say, we look back in these two verses spoken directly, the Sakshat Vachan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he's giving some very important instructions to the sadhak, to the parishad, to the devotee, through him to us. Instructions he's giving to Sarvabhauma, through Sarvabhauma, to him and through him for our benefit. This is Yadi Atmik Vichara. What does it mean to me? What is the relevance to me? What is the application of me? There's the Yadi Atmik Vichara, Adi Bodhika, Adi Daivak, of the Leela. There's Tattva Vichara, Leela Vichara. So what's going on between the Parishads? He's a Parishad. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Who he is in Krishna Leela, I don't know. You may know. I looked in my Navadvipa book, which we have some different identities there from Gauraganadesha Deepika, and he's not revealed there. I don't believe so. But there are other books that reveal the identities of the personalities, but they're in Bengali, and I don't know them so well. But at any rate, so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is a Parishad. And he's having this exchange of love. It's a loving exchange, having this darshan, confirming his faith, and it's just a leela. But for us, we think, oh, wait a minute. He had this darshan. It's a very special exchange between the Lord and his devotee. And then what happened? The Lord says, I'm showing you, I'm revealing this to you, but don't tell anyone. This is very secret. Not until I'm gone. When I leave this world and return back to Nitya Navadvip, then you can tell, yes, do you know that Gauranga Mahaprabhu in my very house, in my drawing room, he showed me his form as Krishna, Ram, and Gauranga. Shadbhuj, Rupam. This same instruction is in Prem Bhakti Chandrika by Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya ki jai. Srila Narottam Mahashaya, he's selling bhajan. Our accomplishments in bhajan are experiences where the Lord gives direct kripa or mercy. They must be kept very confidential. Rahasya. It's not we go to everyone in the market and tell everyone we meet, oh, you know, Krishna came to me, I had this darshan, this, that, blah, 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 this, that. Very common thing now for advertising for canvassing. It's a canvassing technique. You get, oh, do you know? I took an initiation from XYZ Guru. And after 2 weeks, I'm seeing Radharani in my swapna. She's holding my hand and she's showing me this, that. Acha, very nice. Have you ever read Bhagavad Gita? Have you ever chanted 16 rounds a day, one day without offenses? Do you know what the 10 offenses are? Huh? What? 10 offenses? What's that? You just chant. I mean, it's simple. Hare Krishna Ram, what's it? There's no, what if, I never heard. There's no, hey, there's no hard and fast rules. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Acha. So you don't know the 10 offenses? Nah, this offense, well, I don't know. I just, Hare Bol. So no touch with Siddhanta, no Sambandha Gyan, no proper understanding, but I'm dreaming of Radharani. Well, your advancement is all, your spiritual advancement is also a dream. I'm sorry, my dear sir. So oftentimes we see in the marketplace of devotional canvassing different zealous and enthusiastic followers of particular gurus. They will be glorifying their guru by all kinds of exaggerated imaginary experiences to increase faith in the innocent and ignorant. So Narottam says, this is very secret. These are rewards. If someone, he's doing very intense bhajan and really surrender and gets the mercy of his guru, he may have some dream, or he may have some even sporti at the level of bhava. It's not a cheap thing, even a sakti. Sporti, visporti, and sakshat darshan, they all begin at bhav and then prema. So somebody just took initiation into, you know, so-and-so, this, that, the other line of thought or action. And they're clearly not even on nishta. They're not even practicing nishtita, steadiness and bhakti. And they're telling about their dreams and their swapnas and their radharanis, you know, touching my forehead and writing in my diary like Gita Govinda and things. It's a little too much. It's a little too much to believe. So this confident, because our tendency is show and tell. Something happens to us, and we want to tell the world because we want adoration and we want some distinction. We want some kind of points from it. So someone might say, oh, I'm in bhav. I'm really in bhav. This devotee is really in bhav. Okay, let's examine. There's 9 symptoms of bhav, the srup lakshana. The srup lakshana of bhav. Nam sadaruchi. Nam sadaruchi. Does he have an unceasing taste in Harinam? Or is he always talking jokes and cracking jokes and this and that? And is it, Leelastali Priti Vasale or something. Does he have an intense affection and love to live in the places of Krishna's Leela? This is in Nectar Devotion. Avyakta Kalatam. Is he like, doesn't waste 1 minute in prajalpa or nonsense, lounging around, goofing off, sporting, and fropping around? You know, in one memorandum that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wrote to his devotees, he said, no one should do no fropping. Whatever fropping means, us, you know, flopping around or something. It's an old English word. So obviously, it's very clear indication. So if someone has seen Krishna, that will happen. One will see Krishna at the level of bhav. Like Prabhupada gives the analogy, if you don't know what gold is, and someone says, oh, go buy a golden plate, and they give you 10,000 rupees. So then you go and someone says, oh, you're looking for a golden plate? Ah, you came to the right shop. This is the shop for you. Look at this tali. Look at ekdam. Tom, tom. See, solid. This is solid gold. See how it shines? Look, feel it. Feel this thing. It's nice, huh? This is real gold. This is 28 carat gold. It's the purest of the pure. This is special African, South African gold. Acha, South African gold. That sounds pretty impressive. Actually, all gold comes from South Africa. No, so then the person thinks, that's how much, it's, how much do you have? Well, I have 10,000. Oh. What do you know? It's 9,999 rupees. It's your lucky day. I'm going to give you this plate for 9,900. Usually it's 10,000. I want to give you a discount. I'm going to give you this plate for 9,999 rupees. So therefore, the cheaters and the cheated. If you don't know what you're looking for, you're going to get cheated. If you don't know what is a guru, you don't know what is the actual bhakti, and you don't know what is the actual prayojan or the abhideya or the sadhana, then so many people will mislead you. So it's a very serious thing, and we should, any kind of special devotional attainments that we may receive or accomplishments we may have. Many times people would ask Prabhupada, "Oh Guruji, oh Swamiji, you're a Jagat Guru, you're ISKCON founder, you're world famous. Have you seen Krishna? Swamiji, just tell me, have you seen Krishna?" And Prabhupada would say, "If I say yes, what difference will it make to you? If I say no, if I say yes or no, how will you know whether I'm telling the truth?" And Prabhupada was trying to point out, even Prabhupada was trying to point out in 1975, which is 35 years ago, caveat emptor. May the buyer beware, may the seeker of truth beware. Caveat emptor means the buyer. It's a Julius Caesar said that. May the buyer beware. In other words, savadhan, huh? Savadhan. Be careful, you go to the marketplace, you'll get cheated. So the marketplace, the guru marketplace, you go to the guru marketplace, you'll get cheated, oftentimes. So they would ask Prabhupada, "Have you seen God?" And Prabhupada would say, or sometimes Prabhupada's disciples would say, "Oh, the Christians, Prabhupada, you know, the Christians are saying that they're talking to Jesus. Jesus told me, man. Jesus." You know, so that the Christians are talking to the Jesus, and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are dreaming of Radharani. It's the same, it's kalpana, same thing. So Prabhupada was answering, he was saying, to the reporter, when he said, "Swamiji, have you seen God?" Prabhupada would say, "Well, how will you know? Will you be able to, can you judge if I'm telling the truth?" "Yes, yes, I've seen God." "Oh, just Swamiji, seen God? He's seen God. It comes out in the newspaper, he's seen God." What are the characteristics? What are the lakshana? What are the symptoms or qualities of one who has seen God? So the person had no idea. And to the Christians, when Prabhupada's disciples were saying, "Prabhupada, we don't know what to say. The Christians are saying, we talked to Jesus, we saw Jesus as that, he told us as that." And Prabhupada said, "Do you think Jesus is so cheap?" Then Prabhupada asked the devotees, it's on the folio, he said to his disciples, he said, "What are the what are the qualities, what are the qualifications of someone that God will speak to? Does God speak to anybody?" Guy's drinking whiskey. "Yeah, Jesus talked to me, though. Jesus told me. This Scotsman is good. Johnny Walker is good stuff. Jesus said. Jesus." So Prabhupada asked the question, he challenged his disciples. He said, do you believe them? He said, "Do you believe them when they say they're talking to God? What are the qualifications? God speaks to anybody? Anybody, any rickshaw wala can have a half hour conversation with the prime minister? Is it possible? What are the qualifications to go and meet and speak to the prime minister? God is less? God is greater, much more. So God speaks to whom? God reveals himself to whom? This whole chapter is about that. He reveals himself to his devotees. He shows himself to his devotees. And what does he say? He says, "Atak Sri Krishna Namadi, Nabhaved Grayam Indraye, Sevan Mukhehi Jivado, Swayameva Spurat Yidha." Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna gives direct spurti. Swayam spurti. What does Swayam spurti mean? Sakshat Darshan. Same. But who does it come to? It comes from a sevan mukhe, a seva mukata jeev, seva mukata. And we have anya bilashita. Remember anya bilashita. So a seva mukata jeev, this means a bhakta who is totally absorbed in the tendency and the practices and activities of serving God day and night. Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam Chobis Ganta Seva. Chobis Ganta Seva, 24 hours a day. What do you say nowadays? 24/7 Bhakti Yoga. 24/7 Krishna Seva. Right? 24/7. Chini Nija Prabhu Sarva Boma Mahashai Baya Arya Nahi Kaila Parananda Maya Parananda Maya. When Sarva Boma Bhattacharya recognized Lord Chaitanya as he really is, He's Ram, he's Krishna, he's Gauranga. Sarvam Bhattacharya lost consciousness. Baya ara nahi. Baya chit. Baya chit means external consciousness. Nahi. He lost it, as they say. He lost it. He fell unconscious. He lost consciousness and became filled with transcendental happiness. Parananda Maya. Somehow English falls. Parananda Maya. So we're saying that this Bengali and Sanskrit Hindi coming into English is a big loss, because Parananda Maya comes into English as filled with transcendental happiness. Everything's transcendental happiness. But it's Anand. It was overwhelmed with absolute bliss. So much so that he entered the eighth state of Ashtik Sattvik Bhav. Sattvik Vikar, transformations of the body due to the excitement of the heart, due to the rasa. The buildup of the rasa becomes so great. Shweta, Kampa, Ashru, crying, trembling, hair standing on end, and finally pralaya. Pralaya means devastation, but devastation or death is impossible in the land of rasa. Rasamayi, Navadvipa, Rasamaya, Vrindavan. So the devotees, the Parshads, Gauranga Parshads, Radha Krishna Yuga Parshads, Radharani Parshads, Parikars, they don't die. Just like the gopis in the Rasa Panchadaya, Rasa Leela, the kanyas that worshipped the Katyayani, Mahamayi, Katyayani Mahamayi, Mahayoga Nirishri, Nandagopasutam Devim, Patim Me Kurute Namaha. They prayed to Katyayani Ma, Yoga Maya, please make Nanda Nandan her husband, Patim Me Kurute Namaha. It says that when Krishna played his flute in Maharaj's dance in Vamshibhat, then the gopis that had sufficient purva rag and sufficient attraction, they ran out for the rasa dance, but some gopis could not go. They were restrained in their houses. They were kept back and held back. And then it says in the Sanskrit and also in the Tikas that gunamaya prakrit, the gunamaya deha, the gunamaya, this is Parananda Maya is in this verse, but gunamaya deha, that the gopis chordi, they gave up this body. So sometimes people say incorrectly, they translate, oh, those gopis that could not go to Krishna in the rasa dance, Maharas dance in Sharad Purnima, they were restrained and kept locked in their homes by their in-laws. They died. They gave up their bodies. They died. Well, that's not very conducive to Prema Maya Ras, Prem Ras. Krishna's Prem Purushottam, Leela Purushottam. And certainly on the auspicious evening of Sharad Purnima, and you call the ladies, young girls, the kanyas, I mean these new ladies, you call them for the rasa dance, or the newly married, Brajavadus, and they die. It's not a very auspicious rasa dance. If you go to a wedding party and 10 people get shot down by terrorists, it's not a very auspicious event. It's a very tragic and sad event. So the acharyas are rasic acharyas. They say, no, they didn't give up their bodies. They did not die because that's not compatible to rasa. It's not compatible to relishing prem ras. But they gave up the gunamaya deha, means the covering. There was some tinge of materiality, because these were the sadhana siddha gopis. These were not parishads. These were the rishis, the municharis or dandakaranya sages, who in Treta Yuga had desired for conjugal vilas with Ramachandra, but it was not possible. So then he blessed them that when I come as Sri Krishna in Dwapar Yuga, then you will become gopis. So they were like new recruits. They were sadhana siddha. They were jivas, and they did sadhana, serious sadhana, for thousands of years, chanting Gopal mantra and meditating on gopi and Braj Leela. And by the mercy of course, Bhagavan Kripa, Ram, and their sadhana, mercy of Bhakti Devi, they took birth in Bhoma Vrindavan, and were called for the rasa dance. So, but they didn't quite have that intensity of purva rag was required. So that burning fire, that burning fire of anxiety. Oh, we can't get out. Oh, look, the other gopis, I see them running. They're running from their houses, from Barsana, Yavat, Gram. They're running to Vamshiva, to be with Sham. But we're restrained. Oh, and so that burning fire within their mind, that utkantita bhav, that intense utkantita tap, that fire of eagerness, fire of yearning to be with Krishna in the rasa dance, it burned up the last bit of that lack of intense rag, that lack of intense purva rag and prior love that is necessary to meet Krishna directly. That was burned up. They did not die, just something within them died. A similar thing is told in the second canto of Bhagavatam, when at the time of creation and whatnot, Lord Brahma, which Brahma, I don't know, there's different Brahmas and different kalpas and different universes and whatnot. But one particular Brahma, when he was creating, somehow his issue, she took the form of a deer, I believe, female deer. You remember the story? Yes. And then Brahma became lusty for it to enjoy his daughter in an illicit way. And he became like a stag male and chased her momentarily. Then all the sages said, what are you doing, Brahma? So then it's described that he threw off that body. He gave up that body, it's described. He gave up that body, that deer's body, and assumed his Chaturmukh Brahma, Buddhi Deha. Buddhi Deha means that Brahma's body is made of pure intelligence, or basically pure intelligence. Our body is Ashta, you know, these Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayu Kamano, it's made of these eight elements, Ashta Prakriti. I mean, Jada Prakriti, it's not made of Buddhi. Buddhi is very less. Buddhi, we have the Shukshma Sharir and Linga Sharir. But the higher planets, you go to Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Satyalok, then the body becomes more and more refined. There's Mano Deha, and then there's Buddhi Deha. Our body is mostly water. It's 75% water and some earth. A tiny, tiny little bit of brain intelligence. Buddhi Deha, then Mano Deha. And then we have this covering, this Sharir, gross body, which is the grossest part of the whole thing. So Brahma had this intellectual body, which is body is intelligence. It's very hard to understand, but very subtle, imperceptible. So he was his chintan, as you try to say that he developed this concept and this idea, I want to enjoy my daughter. And this is immoral and irreligious. And he took on a form to do that as a stag, a male deer, a stag. And then he realized, oh, this is a wrong conception. This bhavana, this conception, this idea I have is quite wrong, quite sinful. So then he threw it away. He cast aside. So he actually cast aside the mental body. He threw away that thought body. It's a body of thought. He threw that away and that was destroyed. And he continued. He didn't die. Sometimes you read the second canto, people get confused. Brahma cast aside that body. It says, Brahma cast aside that body. It's just like, for example, for a sadhaka. He is practicing sadhana abhyas, bhakti sadhana abhyas. And maybe his mind is not shuddman. His mind is not pure. So he was maybe previously married, or maybe he was a womanizer or whatever. So some thoughts come of woman for man and not good thoughts. So then he doesn't dwell on them. He doesn't dayatam vishyam pumso. He doesn't meditate on the objects. He's what is this? This thought, this is conception, this is bad. He throws it. Tuchavat. Insignificant. He rejects it. He throws it off, isn't it? He doesn't ride with it. He says, hey, this is a good thought. Hey. And because, you know, by contemplation, Krishna is telling in the second chapter in Gita, Dayatovishyan Pumso, that by contemplation of the objects, one gets rati. By chintana, then rati comes. Right? Chintana. Manana. No manana? Manana means contemplation, deeply. Yes, yes, yes. She was really nice. So charming, sweet, beautiful, soft, and tender. And then your mind runs with that, and then this manana, deep contemplation of thought, then asakti comes, intense attachment. Then bewilderment, and then loss of yoga brushed. Buddhi karab hoga. Buddhi karab, man karab. Man becomes ashut. So one has to throw that off. So hey, what is that? Ja. Hare Krishna. Jai Gurudev. Hey Gurudev. Hey Gurudev. So back to the story. So he fainted. Parananda Maya is what we're talking about. This intense, he was overwhelmed. His circuits were full of ecstasy. Parananda. Parananda means an extraordinary experience of transcendental happiness, way beyond any so-called thrill and delight and pleasure of this mundane material world and all of its indriya sukh and pleasure of the body and flesh. It's not Parananda. It's sukhabhog. Sukhabhog. Jai shunaye e sabha chaitanya guna gram. Se jaya samsara tari sri chaitanya dham. Vrindavan Das Thakur declares, anyone who hears these characteristics of Lord Chaitanya will cross the ocean of material existence and attain Lord Chaitanya's dham. That's what they call shuti phal. We've heard a very wonderful story from this chapter 3 of Antya Lila, Chaitanya Bhagavat, of Sarvabhauma Gauranga Milan and this Sadbuj Rup Prakat Lila of Lord Chaitanya revealing his six-arm form, Shadbuj, six-arm form in Sarvabhauma's house 500 years ago in Jagannath Puri. That house is still there. You can visit that house and see the place of the Prakat Stali, the Sadbuj Rup Prakat Stali. This is where Ram appeared. This is where Gauranga appeared and Ram appeared and Krishna appeared all together in one form. In this house, you can see there's some terracotta, what we say, dioram of this on the wall. So now he's giving a blessing, the recounter of this, he's saying, Chaitanya Guna Gram, Samsara Tari, Sri Chaitanya Dham. So Tari means, we have this one Devi, one form of Durga is called Tarani, Ma Tarani, Tarani Devi. This is a very good time to talk about Tarani and Durga and Katyayani, because this is the Navaratri. Worshipping of the Ma, Kalka Ma, Kalkaji Ma. She's the most prominent Devi here. Because on the top of this mountain, this is Kailash, and this is Govardhan, and of course we have Shiva here. There's a 300-year-old deity of Lord Shiva, who's the Dham. He's called the Digpal, Dham Digpal. So this is the Dham, this is Vaikuntha Dham. There's nothing but God here. Krishna, Ramchandra, Radhaparta Sarati are here. Guruji is here. Gornitai are here. Here, here. And Lord Shiva is there protecting the holy Dham. And then just next to him is Kalkaji on the next mountain over. This one mountain, there is Lord Shiva, then there's Kalkaji, very ancient deity of Ma. Ma Kalkaji. She's called Kalkaji. Kalkaji Ma. So this is a very auspicious place. It's called Sant Nagar, isn't it? It's called Sant. Sant Nagar means saint. It's very interesting. The English word saint is the same as, this, I guess this is Bengali, or excuse me, Sanskrit or Hindi word sant. Sant means sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu, saintly person. Sant, saint, very similar. So this is a place of saints. Saints live in Vaikuntha. Saints live in Dham. So this is the Dham. So he's saying that we will attain Sri Chaitanya Dham. Parama niguda e sakala Krishna kata ihara shravane Krishna pai jay sarvata. Vrindavan Das says these topics niguda, parama niguda lila, Krishna kata. These topics of Krishna are most confidential, secret. By hearing these secret talks, one will certainly attain Krishna. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai. By hearing that, one certainly attains Krishna. Shravane Krishna pai sarvata. Hina mate kari sarvabhomera udhar. Nilachale kari prabhu kirtana bihar. Kirtan vihar. Kirtan, we have rasa krita, rasa vihar, ban bihar. You heard, ban bihar. Banbihar means lila, enjoyment, pleasure. Kirtan Bihar. It's not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. No, it's Bihar, it's Leela. In the whole Bengal, they have a whole, Padakartas have written hundreds and hundreds of Leela Kirtans. Leela Kirtans, Ashtakaliya Leela Kirtan, the Padakarta. Padakarta means one who writes, the poet. The poet. The one who writes padas. He's the Padakarta, he does it. He does the padas. He writes the poetry. The Leela. How's it called? Ashtakaliya Leela. And this, and Nishant Leela, and Aparan Leela, Purvan Leela, Madhyan Leela, Purvan Leela, Shayan Leela, Pradosh Leela, Nisha Leela, all Leelas and telling. Beautiful. Gocharan, Uttaragoshta, Gocharan, this one, that one, Ras Leela. It's all Vihar. So the Kirtan is Vihar, because through Kirtan, through the medium of Kirtan, one enters Leela. Gaur Kirtan, Gaur Leela. Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Leela. Krishna Leela, Krishna Kirtan becomes Gaur Leela. Gaur Leela becomes Gaur Kirtan becomes Krishna Leela, they go one to the other. You can be chanting Gaur Nam and end up in Krishna Leela. You can be chanting Krishna Nam and end up in Gaur Leela. Rasaraj Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So one certainly attains Krishna. Hearing about Gaur, one attains Krishna. Hearing about Krishna, one attains Gaur.